go. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Another week, I've decided I'm going to be positive this week, Josiah.
So you should be every week, Ellie.
I feel like there was a real theme last week in all of our podcast intros where I was like, oh God, here we go.
You're always tired, let's be honest.
I know.
Are you ever not tired?
Nah, not in this job. The only time I'm not tired is when we have that 3-week break at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, and even then it takes a few days to recover, doesn't
yeah.
it? So it's really 2.5 weeks, let's say.
Yeah, true. I'm a whole new person then. It's great.
Really big show today, and not to get negative, but you were pretty sick. You decided to drink a 5-day-old coffee that you put in the fridge and then reheated.
Yeah, not only that, but I also had a migraine at 5:30 this morning, so I was really in the wars. But hey, positivity remained.
You know what? You wouldn't even know it if you listened to the show, so let's just let them hear it and get on with it.
Oh, you're so right. Enjoy, guys.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Serial killer Ivan Milat yesterday, if you haven't heard already, it is everywhere. We just spoke about it in the news as well. He's finally died at the age of 74, never confessing to the 7 backpackers that he murdered between the years of 1989 and 1992.
Yeah, or the bunch of missing persons who will probably never be solved. Allegedly, he had something to do with it, but he never admitted to that either.
No, there was another 3, police allege. Other people speculate that there's many more as well. He's gone to the grave, keeping all his secrets to himself. He never came clean about it, even though he's been proven to have done every single person. I'm all for forgiveness, and I do believe people can change. But when there's one man that absolutely wants to take everything to the grave, not give peace to the families, they are one evil person that doesn't deserve to be on this earth.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Good riddance to him. Some interesting stuff that I read in the aftermath after he died yesterday, which I found quite interesting. And if you're listening right now and you're a single person, I hope your ears prick up. Because
why?
How is your life going? How's your love life going, Ellie?
Oh, yeah, got a boyfriend. Haven't spoken to him properly since Thursday, but, you know, it's
everything good. Going all right there?
Oh, look, it's a bit of fun.
How do you reckon Gav will propose to you, or do you reckon you'll get proposed? How old do you want to be? Have you ever had, like, a goal in your diary where you go, I want to be married by 30?
Yeah, yeah. 27 was my goal.
How old are you now?
Guess I turn 28 next week.
Oh. Well, you know what? There's still time. There's still time. You never know. Ivan Milat, if this makes you feel any better about your situation, if you're a single person listening out there, has been proposed to at least 5 times while he was in jail.
Oh, come. You hear about this a lot. Serial killers, people falling in love with serial killers when they're in prison. What is going on with you that you are falling in love with a serial killer?
Well, it's not like a Ted Bundy situation where he's a good-looking dude. Although you said Ivan Milat back in the day wasn't too bad.
I did not. I never said that.
Was that off-air to Ben?
No.
And I? Was that on-air?
I've never talked about that.
I'm pretty sure you did.
No, Ted Bundy, though.
Ted Bundy, yeah.
But only because Zac Efron plays him in the movie and Zac Efron is beautiful.
Well, that's the thing. But there are these females, and I'm sure there's males with female serial killers that are the same. They have this weird fascination and they start writing letters to him, and he's come out and said, yeah, I got proposed to. My love life's insane. Behind bars, women are still proposing to him. So if you're single today,
no, just what, go kill
about,
people?
Well, no, just have a think about your own life. And when you're feeling a bit sad that you haven't been proposed to, maybe it's time to tap your partner on the shoulder and say, hey, why don't you get down on one knee? Because Ivan Milat can get proposed to 5 times.
I mean, I feel like if you're single and you're struggling with the fact, maybe just get on Tinder. It might be a way safer way of going about things, you know?
It's a good
point.
Get
Bumble, get Hinge. I don't care what app you get. Just get an app. You know what I mean? Don't go killing people.
And don't propose to Ivan Milat.
No.
To him, if he is listening from hell, which is where he is, I hope you're rot for the rest of eternity.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
A massive announcement on Friday. Besides that one was when Boss Benny joined us in the studio and announced that this Wednesday evening, you and I are going to do our second blackout challenge. This time, no technology, no phones, no computers, nothing. We're doing it in the old Maroopna Hospital.
Yeah. Look, it's said to be the most haunted place in the Goulburn Valley. So we are doing it in the lead up to Halloween.
Well, we'll be waking up in the room Halloween morning, doing the show live from there from 6 to 9 and then finally getting released. If we survive the night, that is.
If we survive the night. Chances are we probably won't.
Now, many people do know the story of the grey nurse, which haunts Maroopna Hospital. It's the main ghost of many that are said to haunt it. And I don't know why I'm telling this story, because it's just going to heighten our fears even more.
Yeah.
But basically, if you don't know the story, Maroopna Hospital closed in 1974. Mm-hmm. They turned it into an aged care facility. My auntie was born in Maroopna Hospital in 61, I think it was, or 62. Mm-hmm. So it shut in 74. Aged care till 93, and then finally that shut down in 97. Obviously, we all know how abandoned it is now. It was gutted with fire in 2011, mm-hmm. And now obviously vandals and whatnot have overtaken it. The ghost, the haunting of the grey nurse, has said to be there through all of this.
Just watching it all.
She said to be protecting it.
She probably should have stopped the fire then.
Well, I was going to say, she's not doing a very good job at protecting it, is she?
It's really decrepit.
Over 100 years she's been there. So the story goes that, you know how there's that second level up there? There's like a balcony on top of the thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she was a nurse who was wearing grey at the time and ended her own life.
Right.
Sad, obviously. But then she has haunted the place ever since. They're saying she's there to protect it.
Like I said, I don't believe that, because if she was, she'd be doing a better job of it.
The amount of hauntings and sightings of this grey nurse mm-hmm. have been unbelievable. They've seen her down in the car park. They've seen her up on the balcony. They've seen her through the corridors. People have felt her presence before, so much so that it is said that the police in Maroopna get phone calls, and we'll have to investigate this more, on the reg that much, right? Saying, hey, just calling to say there's somebody on the top floor of the hospital. You might want to get her down. And they're like, oh, who is it? And they're like, it's a lady. What is she wearing? Oh, some grey clothes. They're like, oh, don't worry. You haven't seen a person. You've seen a ghost.
Look, you know me. I'm a bit skeptical when it comes to ghosts. Why would she hang around? You know, like, if you get to be on a different spiritual plane, why stay in some old, run-down, disgusting hospital?
Because that's where she died, and maybe she has close memories to the place and she doesn't want to give that up.
No, she'd be off, like, she could be anywhere. She could be sunning herself in Hawaii. She'd be riding a Harley in Hawaii right now.
But you don't see ghosts doing that. Ghosts like to haunt people and go to places that you and I have to apparently sleep at.
So you reckon that this lady is going to come up and see us in the middle of the night?
Well, she on Halloween evening as well. Does it get any more chance of it happening than that?
No, probably not.
I want to know 13, 12, 16. I've got a couple of questions. First of all, have you ever seen the grey nurse?
Yeah.
Or have you heard a story about her? Second of all, have you felt a ghost or seen a ghost at Maroopna Hospital? Because apparently she's the main one, but there's many others that have died in the hospital there.
We're not going to get any calls.
Have you seen our Facebook page when we put the post up? It went into meltdown, guys. We want your calls, though. 13, 12, 16.
Let's go to David from Shep. David, have you had an experience with the ghost at Maroopna Hospital?
Not at the Maroopna Hospital, but I've had experiences at home.
Oh, okay. What's happened?
I have a little... I wouldn't call her a ghost. I'd call her a presence, and she seems to watch my back.
In a good way, so it's like a happy one?
In a good way. Like, I don't believe ghosts is in a ghost of term, but I believe that there's things that we just don't understand or can't comprehend.
Yeah, like what exactly have you seen that this presence has done?
Not necessarily seen, but this presence seems to be a little girl, and she, that I was involved in a severe truck accident. The night before, I felt somebody rubbing the back of my legs, rubbing my shoulders. And then another night there, I was sitting there and having a cigarette on my couch, watching the telly in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I had a smoke going, I blew the smoke out, and I could see the form of a little girl in front of me.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
Hey, David, have you got any connection to this ghost? Is it someone you may have known, or is it just someone that may have lived in the house?
I couldn't tell you. All I know is there is somebody or something that seems to be watching my family's back. When my daughter was young, she used to play and talk to a little girl in a room, and I just thought it was like a pretend friend type of thing.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling she was actually talking to her and playing with her.
Wow.
Fascinating stuff.
It's something that I just believe that the ghost is a ghost, just a term, but I do believe that there's something there we just don't understand or comprehend.
Yeah, right.
So, you're referring back to that case at the hospital, there could be the same sort of reason. Why is she there? You're saying that she protects the hospital.
Yeah.
She may not be protecting the hospital, but she may be protecting something or something around it.
Yeah, well, good
hopefully,
point.
Let's just hope, David, she's a friendly ghost for our sake, all right?
Tapper.
Yeah. This is...
Are we ready?
The Cat. Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Block, it is kind of coming to the end of what's been a pretty crazy season. It is back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. But at the moment, one of the couples joins us, Jesse and Mel. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lost by half a point to those two again. Are they starting to get annoying, Mitch and Mark?
Well, the only thing that was annoying, we found out that actually they've got no money. So I don't know how they're allowed to have trades there the whole week.
Oh, they're taking bribes, surely.
They must be. They must be.
They must be like the Sydney Roosters of the NRL, where everyone doesn't understand how they stay under the salary cap, but somehow they manage to. Is that what it feels like?
Well, apparently they're like $8,000 in the red, and they just won 10 grand, so they would have been like $18,000 in the red. So poor Tess and Luke have all their trades sent home, but those two are allowed to continue somehow. I don't know how they get away with it.
Scandalous. All right, we'll have to watch them closely. Hey, do you guys find, everyone's saying that this is the biggest and best and toughest block of all time. Do you guys watch the seasons before yours and think, I wish I was on that one instead?
Yeah, definitely. Especially the Gatwick or the Octagon. I was like, I've been to a few of them. I'm like, oh man, I wish we were doing this right now.
Yeah, I know. Do you hope that you'll make more money, like, compared to the others, because yours was harder?
Well, you definitely want to win some money because, yeah, you're like, this was hard.
Yeah.
Like, I want something out of it, but you never know. You just, it's a good experience, so you just got to look at it like that as well.
Definitely. Mitch and Mark, back to those. Sorry to go back to them, but do you think it'll be...
Stop bringing up their enemies.
I know. No, but do you think it's like a lot of previous seasons where the team that dominates ends up getting stuffed at the end of the year at the auctions and they're the ones that may bail out early? Are you guys feeling confident for the auctions now we are getting the pointy end of the season?
Yeah, we are feeling confident. Like, every year the judges judge a room based on, like, what's going to photograph well and look good in a catalogue, but it's just not practical how people live everyday life. So we're pretty confident that we've got a great house. We love what we've done. The feedback's been really positive. And typically they sell to investors. So having the extra bedroom, them having one less, I think it's going to do well for everyone.
That's a good point, Jesse. One more thing before you guys go, and I did ask Mitch and Mark this last week. Ellie, my co-host here.
Oh, here we go.
She has in her lounge room a pink flamingo. Is it neon?
It is a neon flamingo light, yes. It was $6 from Kmart. We have got the opinions of a few block contestants. My housemates hate it. I love it, and I think it deserves prime spot in my living room.
Well, as my favourite couple on the block, please tell me your honest thoughts, guys. What do you reckon?
Mate, if you love it and it's your house, you do what you want with it.
Yeah! Do you know what? Not one block contestant has told me I'm not allowed it, so I feel like that's validation, and I can take that to the bank.
Yeah, it's your house, mate. You can do what you want with it. You're not selling, so it's fine.
All right, Jesse. It's been fun, mate. It's been very fun up until then.
Let him go. Let him talk. Let him validate my choices, my life choices.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I'm going to start off this little talk break by saying one thing. Mom, I love you.
That's good.
My mother is one of the most adorable people you'll ever meet.
Raylene. You know,
she's just got a heart of gold. It's always in the right place. She's like super emotional. She cries all the time because she just loves life so much, you know?
Does she cry over your life ever? Or
all the time.
I thought so.
All the time. If I say to her the words, Mum, I'm going to be pregnant one day, she'll bawl her eyes out.
Happy tears or?
Yeah. Yeah. Happy tears, I hope. Maybe if I said it when I was 15, well, yeah. Not so much, but now she's right on board with it. In fact, she's kind of giving me a push. Anyway, she sent me a screenshot the other day of her Facebook memories that popped up on her Facebook. Bombshell that my mum's had Facebook for 11 years, by the way.
That's one of the originals.
Right. I know. I'm shocked by it. On the 25th of October 2008, Mum did a Facebook status. You know how it's like, what's on your mind back then was the little thing. Mum's written, Raylene is recovering from the emotionally draining graduation of her beloved daughter, Ellie.
I mean, it's 11 years today since you graduated.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, really, uni really or great year 12?
Year 12.
I was going to say.
Yeah, apparently it was an emotionally draining day.
What was emotionally draining about it for her?
Oh, just a little girl's all grown up.
Did you win any big awards? Did you were you school captain or anything like that?
I was house captain.
It doesn't count.
But I didn't. No, there was nothing special. I mean, I was really sad. Like, I did not want to leave school. I wanted another year.
Oh, you're one of those girls.
Yes, 100%. My whole first year uni, I was like, take me back.
I was counting down every single day till school finished, and it was the best day of my life.
No, it was awful. And by the way, congratulations to all the Year 12s in the Goulburn Valley who are finishing up around this time of year. Huge achievement. Hopefully your parents have done similar Facebook statuses, because my mum over her Facebook career has done a couple of doozies. I reckon that's the worst. That's the most embarrassing. Like, don't tell everyone you're emotionally drained and I'm your beloved daughter. Like, come on, Mum.
My grandmother, Brenda, morning to her. She's listening at the moment. She one time was trying to post on someone's wall but posted her comment as a status.
Oh, great.
Yep. So that was nice to see what she was trying to write to her friend for everybody else to see.
Adorable. Grandmas do that a lot. My grandma's done a couple of crackers as well. I had posted a photo of my boyfriend Gav and I fishing, and I said, oh, we didn't catch anything. And she commented on it saying, oh, it's better than a blowy, meaning a blowfish.
Oh, right. Yeah, because they're dangerous. Yeah. You have to throw them back.
Well, you're catching a blowy sucks.
Yeah, it does. Literally.
Yeah. Anyway, 13, 12, 16. I want to talk about parent Facebook fails. Has your parent has one? Has your grandparent had one? Did they do what yours did and accidentally post something that was supposed to be private and ended up being public? Or did they just do a ridiculous status like mine? Raylene is recovering from the emotionally draining graduation of her beloved daughter, Ellie. Come on, Mum. I love you, but it's not cool. Let's go to friend of the show, Katie from Shep. Katie, has your parent had one?
All right. Mum has got her profile picture. That is a photo of me at the moment. I'm like, Mum, everyone always says we look alike, but you can't take it that far. It's clear that you're not like a 24-year-old chick, you know, Mum?
So wait, hold on. She's not even in the photo?
No, she's not. It's literally just a selfie that I took, and I think I was going to some awards night, and I took a photo and sent it to her, and now that's her profile picture.
Is that embarrassing, or is it like you're her trophy?
Oh, God, yeah.
But you're like, she's trying to show you off, Katie.
I know, but what the hell? Like, that's so creepy. You know, like, using somebody else's photo makes her look like a catfish.
This sounds like something my mum would do when I was single to try and get me a man, like to advertise my face around town. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Katie.
I'm actually kind of offended my dad hasn't got me as his profile picture. Dad, if you're listening, Skender, change your pic ASAP.
But dad's way hotter than you.
It doesn't matter. Dad can put up that that shirtless selfie that I always put up, and who knows who might message him.
He should put up a shirtless selfie of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Skender.
He's got a good rig.
Yeah, he sure does. Anyway, this just got creepy. Thanks for your call, Katie.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
I will perform a feat of lunatic daring.
Josiah and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
Monday Muppet of the Week goes to the Josiah and Ellie Show.
Oh, I was going to say, does it go to me for just stopping talking?
Forgetting to press the button. No, we're good. This is our segment where we award our Muppet of the Week to someone or something that has done something silly over the past week. Last week, I awarded it to the British press for their treatment over Meghan Markle last week. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was mean.
This week's Muppet of the Week goes to, remember this guy? Gable Tosti.
I do remember him.
You may remember that man because he's the one that was on the Tinder date with that girl that unfortunately ended up dying. Now, he was in court over a few years over it, and I will put it out there saying he was acquitted. So he was claimed to be innocent, and he has faced no charges.
Yeah.
Why I'm giving him Muppet of the Week, though, is for insensitivity, I'm saying, to the poor girl's family. This weekend, he's been found to have rejoined Tinder, I should say, sorry.
I mean, look, can you blame him really for wanting to get back out there?
He's moved from the Gold Coast.
You know, his life's been torn apart by that whole situation.
He's been moved from the Gold Coast to Melbourne. He's changed his name now to Eric Thomas. And he has claimed, you guys can't hate on me because I absolutely was found to do nothing wrong in the court of law.
Yeah.
However, I'm giving him this week's Muppet because I reckon he's being very insensitive to that poor girl's family. Just by rejoining Tinder, I think is a bad move and it makes him look very bad.
What if he got Bumble?
I'd say just as bad. My advice to him, if he is listening this morning, is just stick clear of everything you can.
But what's he got to do? His life's got to go on, you
know?
Don't
try to meet a girl in public.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that these days.
I know it is, but unfortunately for him, I just would stick clear of social media to do it.
The whole thing's just a crappy situation.
It is. Maybe he just needs to, I don't know, move overseas, or he should be able to set up a life here. But you know what? Just stick clear of Tinder because, you know, hasn't had the best history with you. So you are this week's Muppet of the Week.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Baby.
I put out the riddle just before the song. It's the best of three this morning, but the first one was two mothers and two daughters went out to eat. Everyone ate one burger, yet only three burgers were eaten in total. How is this possible? Monique from Shepparton, do you have the answer this morning?
Yes.
What is it?
A grandmother, a mother, and a daughter.
You know what? You are bang on the money for a Monday.
All that's done. I mean, good riddle. I'll give you that. But it's made me want a burger pretty badly.
I know. Well, there's a new one that's opened up in Shep.
Yeah.
Delicious. I'm heading there for lunch today.
Oh, can you get me one?
Sure.
Do they do a breakfast burger? Because I'll take one at 9.
They'll do whatever you want.
Okay, cool. Just checking. Right,
grandmother,
sorry,
mother, and daughter.
Sorry, Monique. I'm stealing your thunder here. Well done in getting that right.
A very clever riddle, that one.
Pardon?
You're more than welcome to talk about burgers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, girl. I like you.
It's all going a burger date.
Yeah.
Monique, let's see if you get this one. Is the best out of three. What okay. comes up but can never go down? So once it goes up, it's stuck but can never go down.
An umbrella up a chimney.
Oh, that's a good one, but
wow.
it's incorrect for your Monday.
That is a really good one.
I mean, technically correct.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I can't give it to her.
Well, you can't because if you put it back down and bring it down the chimney, that's possible. Thanks for playing though, Monique.
That's okay.
Have a great Monday. Enjoy your burgers.
Let's move on to Rob from Echuca. Rob, any idea what the answer to that one
is? What comes up but can never go down, Rob?
Oh, I know this one, I just can't think of it.
I'm trying to think if I give you a clue.
I've got a guess, Josiah. Am I allowed to have one or?
Go on.
I'm doing it on behalf of Rob, obviously.
Well, we do have Alicia from Kyabram waiting on the line as well. She might know the answer.
Yeah, I know.
A staircase.
A staircase.
Ooh, that is incorrect as well, which has made it very easy for us to move on to Alicia. Thanks, Rob.
Sorry, Robbo. All right, Alicia, any ideas?
What comes down but can never go up?
Hold on, didn't you say what goes up but never come down?
It's a Monday, guys. Just bear with me, yeah?
Don't you go mixing it up on us. Read it out word for word, please.
What comes down but can never go up?
Hold on. So you read it incorrectly the first time.
Sorry, Rob, if you're still there. Lucky there's no prizes up for grabs today.
Josiah.
What comes down but can never go up? That's the real riddle. Any ideas? Does that change anything for you, Alicia?
Yeah.
What comes,
I need a burger.
That's way easier.
I need a coffee and I need a burger.
Yeah.
What comes down but can never go up? Any ideas, Alicia?
Nah.
Is it a raindrop?
Oh, it's rain. So well done, Ellie.
Thank you. Boom.
We have one.
Wow.
Do we go for the third or do we quit while we're ahead?
Yeah, look, give Alicia another chance.
It's a bit long, this one. I'm going to save it for next week.
What? You're not going to give Alicia another chance?
Nah, Alicia, you can be today's winner, okay?
Congratulations, Alicia. Well done for the most shambolic round of Meet Me in the Riddle we've ever had on this show.
Rob from Echuca, if you are listening, you were technically correct with if you put the riddle up on its head.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
And do you know what? Because we didn't have a physical prize, and the prize we were going to give out today was love and affection. Oh, Alicia's gone. She didn't even want to hear.
What were you going to give her anyway?
I was just going to give her love and affection. I was going to say everyone who plays today is a winner because they've all got love and affection.
Full of prizes, the Josiah and Ellie show. And full of screw-ups as well. You hear that Friday.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Boss Benny came on and announced that Blackout 2 is back. We're going to be locked in another room and this is where it's going to be.
Going to kick off at the old Maroubna Hospital.
No, it is not.
Let's do this, hey. So 6 p.m. through to 6 a.m. You will be staying there overnight and you're going to wake up on Halloween morning at the hospital and do your show. That's exactly right. That's how I feel.
It's a big sigh.
What do we even say?
Well, Thursday is Halloween, so it is happening Wednesday night. The messages we've been receiving off you guys listening has been ridiculous. The amount of people have been saying, glad it's you and not us.
Oh, we've done a lot of things on this show. You know, we've trained up ferrets. We've trained up goats. We've created Australian whistling teams. Never before have I had as much interaction with people, members of the public, than I have over this last couple of days about the blackout challenge.
Well, the good news is, guys, you can watch it. The whole thing will be streamed like a live TV show on our Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page from 6 p.m. So we can't wait for you to tune in to see us die or something. Who knows? Like, I'm very nervous about it. And to be honest, Ellie, I don't think I'm going to last the night.
Yeah, but if you don't last the night, like, what position does that put me in, you know? Like, you're just going to leave me to fend for myself against the ghosts?
Well, it depends how scared you are of being on your own. I'm not lying. Like, I will do my best to last the night. But if at any point I crack it, I'm sorry in advance. But I'm telling you now so I don't make a fool of myself on the night.
You realise that's just going to anger the ghosts more, though.
I don't care. I'll be in my bed, hopefully, having a good night's sleep while you're stuck there. I don't know. I'm going to do it. I'm just saying, if anything happens, if any ghosts show up, I'm done.
What's the worst that can happen?
I don't know. We get scared.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, surely the ghosts aren't going to inhabit our bodies and, like,
okay,
we're not going to have exorcisms
stuff. You know, nothing like that. It's stupid. But I heard a story of
Sorry, that's stupid. Yeah. Sorry, my comment's stupid.
But if Casper rocks up, you know, that's scary.
Casper's friendly, bro.
Yeah, he is. But he's still a ghost, right? I heard a story of a weekend of someone walked into the room. They walked in and it was haunted. They couldn't breathe. My friend Chad was telling me a story about his mate.
So you reckon we're going to choke?
He couldn't breathe. Literally, there was no oxygen in the room. So he takes a step back, breathes, and they're like, nah, that was just my imagination. It's being heightened by my fear of ghosts. Steps back into the room, couldn't breathe again, had to walk out. What if our room, we have no oxygen? Have we got oxygen tanks on standby?
We do not have oxygen tanks on standby.
Boss Benny, if you're listening, sort it out, mate.
We are going to go to the Maroota Hospital today to check it out, have a little bit of a walk through.
In the daylight.
Introduce ourselves to the ghosts.
Do you reckon that'll help?
I think you should bring them a peace offering because you're so scared about them. I don't care about the ghosts. Whatever, they can come get me. I don't care. I think maybe tomorrow on the show we should think of a peace offering that you can bring to make them your friends.
Well, should I just take my top off and walk
and go? Oh, I mean, they're not chicks, mate.
Hey, ghosts, I'm here. This is my peace offering. offering my beautiful abs, no shirt.
And I'd be like, oh, where are the abs? I can't see them. There's a couple of loads of flab. Stay tuned. Any hints and tricks you've got for us to make peace with the ghosts, please let them know. Let us know. Hit us up on the socials at any time. Hit GB on Insta, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.